farm workers have met in Central Washington to talk about a new overtime law and how it's impacting their incomes. Farmers say it's not sustainable for them. Nonprofits organized rallies in Quincy and Sunnyside, and NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports from one of them.
Leonardo Flores is a local farm worker from Quincy. He says the overtime law has had a dramatic impact on his income.
La verdad, el programa de overtime para nosotros no ha funcionado. Al contrario, en vez de ser un beneficio, ha sido un maleficio. La familia recibe menos.
Instead of being a benefit, it's a curse. He says his family is getting less. Gilberto González, a worker who came from Mexico, says this is his second time working in the U.S., but the conditions have changed a lot.
Y en el 2017 todavía podíamos meter más horas de trabajo. Eran 70 horas a la semana, 65 horas a la semana. Y no, me encuentro con la triste realidad que pues nada más son de 35, 36 horas por semana.
González says before he was working 70 hours a week, and now only about 35. He also says it's not enough to cover his expenses and send money to his family abroad. This rally was organized by the Center for Latino Leadership. Maya Espinosa is the founder and executive director.
What we heard today from workers is that they would like to work more hours, and while the overtime law does not prevent them from working more hours, it, we know, would give them extra pay to be able to work those hours. It's not sustainable for the farmers.
Kent Karsteder is a Quincy farmer. He says the idea of rich farmers refusing to pay overtime is far from reality.
When you make a lot of money, you pay a lot of taxes. I don't get my money till the next year. My boys, they harvest their crop of beans and they won't get paid for 3, 6, 9 months. Is if you think that we're that greedy and rich, then why are we still doing this job?
Karsteder says the situation affects everybody.
When I send my workers home at 39 hours, I don't need my supervisor anymore. I don't need my truck driver. I don't need my tractor driver. None of us are safe in this thing. It is a house of cards, and I honestly don't know how to fix it.
Flores says he doesn't blame the farmers.
Están trayendo más gente contratada. Levantar la misma cosecha, la misma producción con más gente.
They are getting more foreign workers, getting their harvest and same production with more people, Flores says. He says local workers are at a disadvantage. Washington Representative Alex Ibarra says while the law had good intentions, not all farm workers work under the same conditions.
We have 90% of all the farm workers, and yet what they listen to is the people over in Northwest Washington. 5% union allá, y nosotros tenemos all the rest of the farm workers. There's no unions over here. There's no farm worker unions.
But Antonio de Loera Brost, United Farm Workers Communications Director, disagrees.
So this idea that overtime is, you know, something from the west side of the state that people in the Yakima Valley don't want, that's just not aligned with what actually happened and how this law came to be. Workers from the Yakima Valley were who led this fight for overtime pay.
I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.